Welcome to the listening comprehension test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now, read task one. Now, listen to part one.
Hi, Lisa. Nice to see you. How are you getting on?
Hello, Jack. I'm fine, thank you.
What are you reading? Is that a cooking magazine?
No. I've just bought the latest movie news. There's an article in it about the forthcoming Gigi the Goat movie. It's called Goats from Outer Space. I really love movies in which animals act and talk like humans, you know. I wanted to read what they say about it.
Oh, I see. I remember reading some Gigi the Goat comics when I was younger. They were all right for little Jack at that time, but now I'm more into the action stuff. And I prefer to watch movies than to read the stories. Special effects are always super in those kinds of films.
Come on, Jack. Even my parents like the Gigi books and movies. We always go to the cinema together to watch the latest production. And my elder brother David is a real Gigi fan. He likes animated productions a lot, and he knows about the differences between a computer animated movie and one created in stop motion technology.
Ah, they're computer animated now, are they? I didn't know that. Well, good. I like computer designed movies too. I'm going to try to get an apprenticeship as a computer animator after my final exams this summer.
Oh, well, who knows? Maybe one day you'll end up in the team of animators who create Gigi the Goat movies. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Now listen to part one again.
Hi, Lisa. Nice to see you. How are you getting on?
Hello, Jack. I'm fine, thank you.
What are you reading? Is that a cooking magazine?
No, I've just bought the latest movie news. There's an article in it about the forthcoming Gigi the Goat movie. It's called Goats from Outer Space. I really love movies in which animals act and talk like humans, you know. I wanted to read what they say about it.
Oh, I see. I remember reading some Gigi the Goat comics when I was younger. They were all right for little Jack at that time, but now I'm more into the action stuff. And I prefer to watch movies than to read the stories. Special effects are always super in those kinds of films.
Come on, Jack. Even my parents like the Gigi books and movies. We always go to the cinema together to watch the latest production. And my elder brother David is a real Gigi fan. He likes animated productions a lot, and he knows about the differences between a computer animated movie and one created in stop motion technology.
Ah, they're computer animated now, are they? I didn't know that. Well, good. I like computer designed movies too. I'm going to try to get an apprenticeship as a computer animator after my final exams this summer.
Oh, well, who knows? Maybe one day you'll end up in the team of animators who create Gigi the Goat movies. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
This is the end of part one. Now, read task two. Now listen to part two.
Have you all heard that the new Gigi the Goat movie will start in the cinemas this weekend?
Really? What is it about this time? Do the goats team up with the humans to catch another super criminal again?
No, this time Gigi and her friends help a stranded alien whose spaceship had an engine problem. So the aliens had to make an emergency landing near the goat's barn and then...
Oh, Lisa, it sounds like you've already seen the movie.
Yes, maybe as an illegal download from one of those movie portals and full of viruses and Trojans. I told you that that's against the law and...
No, Dad, cool down. I didn't do anything illegal. I simply read about the movie in the latest movie magazine.
Okay, then. How about a traditional family trip to the cinema? Shall we all go and see the movie this weekend?
Yeah, great idea. All of us together. That would be really nice. And we could have popcorn and some cold drinks too. Let's go on Friday afternoon. Yippee!
Sorry, Lisa, that won't work. I have a video meeting with my boss and some customers on Friday. It starts at 2:30 and I don't really know when it will be over. It probably won't be finished in time for the afternoon show at 4:45.
What about Saturday then? On Saturdays, they have a show in the early afternoon at 2. Wouldn't that be a good choice?
Okay, that's a better idea.
That's a better idea. Let's go on Saturday then.
Oh, have you forgotten? I have my horse riding lesson at 2.
Oh, that's true. Lisa can't miss another lesson because of her competition next month.
Okay, so what about Sunday afternoon? We can go to see the movie first, and afterwards we could all eat at the Greek restaurant next to the cinema.
Yes, sounds like a good idea. And I won't have to stand in the kitchen preparing lunch on Sunday if we go out and eat in the evening.
Fine. Movie first and then a nice meal. Perfect idea, Dad.
Okay. And how about you, David? Why do you look so disappointed?
Oh, Dad, I just remembered I have a football match with my team on Sunday afternoon. I won't be able to go to the cinema with you, Mum and Lisa.
No. We said we're going all together. I want to keep the family tradition. How about Sunday evening? There's a show at 8 p.m. and before that we could all have dinner together.
Oh, Mum, you're the best. You always have a solution.
Yes, that would work fine for me. And how about you, Dad?
Well, there's that interesting documentary series about animals on Channel 6 every Sunday at 8:15. I'm sure you will all want to see it this time because it's about farm animals, like sheep, cows, and of course, goats.
Oh, no, Dad.
Dad.
Okay, cool it. I was only joking. Let's go on Sunday evening then and have a lovely Greek meal first.
Mm. Now listen to part 2 again.
Have you all heard that the new Gigi the Goat movie will start in the cinemas this weekend?
Really? What is it about this time? Do the goats team up with the humans to catch another super criminal again?
No, this time Gigi and her friends help a stranded alien whose spaceship had an engine problem. So the aliens had to make an emergency landing near the goat's barn and then...
Oh, Lisa, it sounds like you've already seen the movie.
Yes, maybe as an illegal download from one of those movie portals and full of viruses and Trojans. I told you that that's against the law and...
No, Dad, cool down. I didn't do anything illegal. I simply read about the movie in the latest movie magazine.
Okay, then. How about a traditional family trip to the cinema? Shall we all go and see the movie this weekend?
Yeah, great idea. All of us together. That would be really nice. And we could have popcorn and some cold drinks too. Let's go on Friday afternoon. Yippee!
Sorry, Lisa, that won't work. I have a video meeting with my boss and some customers on Friday. It starts at 2:30 and I don't really know when it will be over. It probably won't be finished in time for the afternoon show at 4:45.
What about Saturday then? On Saturdays, they have a show in the early afternoon at 2. Wouldn't that be a good choice?
Okay,
that's a better idea.
That's a better idea. Let's go on Saturday then.
Oh, have you forgotten? I have my horse riding lesson at 2.
Oh, that's true. Lisa can't miss another lesson because of her competition next month.
Okay, so what about Sunday afternoon? We can go to see the movie first, and afterwards we could all eat at the Greek restaurant next to the cinema.
Yes, sounds like a good idea. And I won't have to stand in the kitchen preparing lunch on Sunday if we go out and eat in the evening.
Fine. Movie first and then a nice meal. Perfect idea, Dad.
Okay. And how about you, David? Why do you look so disappointed?
Oh, Dad, I just remembered I have a football match with my team on Sunday afternoon. I won't be able to go to the cinema with you, Mum and Lisa.
No, no, no. We said we're going all together. I want to keep the family tradition. How about Sunday evening? There's a show at 8 p.m. and before that we could all have dinner together.
Oh, Mum, you're the best. You always have a solution.
Yes, that would work fine for me. And how about you, Dad?
Well, there's that interesting documentary series about animals on Channel 6 every Sunday at 8:15. I'm sure you will all want to see it this time because it's about farm animals, like sheep, cows, and, of course, goats.
Oh, no,
no.
Dad.
Dad.
Okay, cool it. I was only joking. Let's go on Sunday evening, then, and have a lovely Greek meal first.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to my show, Career Opportunities. Today, our guest is Mr. Stanley McHammer, and I'm going to talk to him about a very interesting job, media designer, game and animation. So, Mr. McHammer, welcome to my show. Could you first tell our listeners why you want to talk about this job?
Good morning, Janet, and thanks for having me here today. And you can call me Stanley, okay?
Okay.
Well, media designer, game and animation, this is a job which has become more and more popular over the last few years because it offers creative and technical challenges.
Could you explain what people in this job have to do?
Yeah. Media designers for game and animation basically generate and design computer games. But they can also produce animations for clients.
Ah, so this is more a job for people who are in computers a lot.
Right. It's a job for someone who enjoys working with software programs and is a careful and precise person. Abstract and logical thinking, imagination, teamwork, good memory, and an interest in art and design are required too.
And producing animations, let's say on demand, means that in this job, you can also work for the film industry.
If you want to work for the film industry, you should apply to one of the big companies, like Universal Productions, Pixelworks, or Dream Anime. But normally, a designer for game and animation develops computer games or creates animations for a wide range of media applications. Part of the job may also be developing film characters, as well as producing special visual effects for business companies like advertising agencies and media service providers. Bigger companies also employ media designers in special departments which deal with publicity, marketing, organization, press and public relations, or even the company's website.
What kind of qualifications does someone need who wants to start an apprenticeship as a media designer? And how long does the training take? I guess it's not a profession only for male applicants.
Right, Janet. The job is suitable for both, boys and girls. But you must have a qualification from a technical college or university. The training takes 2 years. It's very practical and application-oriented.
Thank you very much, Stanley, for this detailed information. It was a pleasure to have you here on Radio B.
You're welcome.
Now, listeners, does this sound like an attractive job? Might you be interested in becoming a media designer? If you'd like more information about this job, just visit our website at www.radiob.uk. Here you can listen to the rest of my interview with Stanley, and you can also find information about how to contact him. The website provides some interesting links to companies which offer this job, as well as apprenticeships on other...
Now, listen to part three again.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to my show, Career Opportunities. Today, our guest is Mr. Stanley McHammer, and I'm going to talk to him about a very interesting job, media designer, game and animation. So, Mr. McHammer, welcome to my show. Could you first tell our listeners why you want to talk about this job?
Good morning, Janet, and thanks for having me here today. And you can call me Stanley, okay?
Okay.
Well, media designer, game and animation, this is a job which has become more and more popular over the last few years because it offers creative and technical challenges.
Could you explain what people in this job have to do?
Yeah. Media designers for game and animation basically generate and design computer games, but they can also produce animations for clients.
Ah, so this is more a job for people who are in computers a lot.
Right. It's a job for someone who enjoys working with software programs and is a careful and precise person. Abstract and logical thinking, imagination, teamwork, good memory, and an interest in art and design are required too.
And producing animations, let's say on demand, means that in this job you can also work for the film industry.
If you want to work for the film industry, you should apply to one of the big companies, like Universal Productions, Pixelworks, or Dream Anime. But normally, a designer for game and animation develops computer games or creates animations for a wide range of media applications. Part of the job may also be developing film characters, as well as producing special visual effects for business companies like advertising agencies and media service providers. Bigger companies also employ media designers in special departments which deal with publicity, marketing, organization, press and public relations, or even the company's website.
What kind of qualifications does someone need who wants to start an apprenticeship as a media designer? And how long does the training take? I guess it's not a profession only for male applicants.
Right, Janet. The job is suitable for both, boys and girls. But you must have a qualification from a technical college or university. The training takes 2 years. It's very practical and application-oriented.
Thank you very much, Stanley, for this detailed information. It was a pleasure to have you here on Radio B.
You're welcome.
Now, listeners, does this sound like an attractive job? Might you be interested in becoming a media designer? If you'd like more information about this job, just visit our website at www.radiob.uk. Here you can listen to the rest of my interview with Stanley, and you can also find information about how to contact him. The website provides some interesting links to companies which offer this job, as well as apprenticeships on other...
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.